One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So Papa God loves us. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. Grace is for your promotion. The love of God is for your protection. Then he says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. Oh boy. Ay, 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 ay. The communion of the Holy Ghost. This is the best thing in life. Are you hearing me? When you start talking about the fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you know who the Holy Ghost is? Let me tell you this. In the 19th chapter of the book of Acts, we have Paul the Apostle coming in among some brethren. The Bible tells us about 12 of them. And he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said, we haven't even heard that there is any Holy Ghost. Paul said, unto what then were ye baptized? He was surprised. He said, what in the world did you hear? You see, a lot of us make common this experience of the Holy Spirit. That's the reason many Christians are out there, you know, asking God for a double portion of the anointing. And some even asking for a triple portion. And, you know, they're asking for all this stuff. Because they have read about Elisha and Elijah. Well, let me quote Elisha to Elijah. He said, let a double portion of thy spirit rest upon me. Now that's where the doctrine of the double anointing came from. And then of course Bible scholars will tell you that they counted twice as many miracles in the life and ministry of Elisha as there were in the ministry of Elijah. But it's a dumb thing to think that the number of miracles will tell about the strength or power of the anointing. Are you hearing me? Well, let me just sort of help you see what that scripture really meant. Very, very simple. He said, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. Elisha said, let a double portion of your spirit rest upon me. Then Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken away, you got it. Now, if English means anything, portion means parts. When you have a whole of a substance or material, whatever it is, that is one whole. When you cut it into bits and separate them, then you say portions or parts. Are you hearing me? Let's assume we cut it into six parts. So we say six portions. Now, the portion, one portion and one whole, which is greater? I want to hear from you. One more time. All right. Now, he said, let a double portion of your spirit rest upon me. If he had meant, give me twice what you got, even Elisha would know it was a stupid thing to ask a man for double of what he has, because the most he can give you is what he has. Now listen, when you study in the law, Moses said, when a man has several sons and he wants to divide his inheritance to his sons or among his sons, he said his firstborn, who is the beginning of his strength and therefore his heir, who takes his place, he says his firstborn should be given the double portion. That's where the doctrine of the double portion came from. In other words, he should have twice as much what the other sons are given. Why? Because he is the heir apparent. He will take his father's place. He is number one to answer the name. So, the man has six sons. He divides his inheritance into seven places. So, each of the six sons will have one portion, one portion, one portion, six of them. There will be one portion left, because there are seven portions for six sons. This seventh portion will be given to the firstborn. So he has the double portion. Proving that he is head of the family. Alright. Hello, hello, hello. Now, what was Elisha saying to Elijah? Elisha belonged to the school of the prophets that was headed by Elijah. They were called sons of the prophets. So there were many other prophets in Israel. And Elijah was chief among them. And so, all of these prophets came, they knew by the Spirit that Elijah would be taken away to heaven. And they asked Elisha, are you aware your master is going to be taken away today? He said, yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. And he walked on with Elijah. He served Elijah. He walked close to Elijah. So when Elijah said, ask what I'll do for you before I'm taken away, he said, let me have a double portion of your spirit. In other words, I want to be the next head prophet. I want to be the next chief prophet. I want to take your place. I know there are several prophets among us, but I want to be the next man. So, listen, all the things I'm telling you, I'm almost quoting scripture verbatim, so you can go study it for yourself later. Now, Elijah said to him, you have asked a hard thing. Then he said this, he said, if you see me when I'm taken away, that's the proof you got it. Why? Because it will take the revelation of the spirits to see him when he's taken away. Watch this. So he goes on with Elijah. They stand close to each other, and suddenly a chariot of fire comes out of heaven and picks Elijah up, and he's gone. Elisha sees him going, and he says, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And the mantle of Elijah drops. Elisha tears his own garments. He picks up this one. And then
The other prophets are, hey, come on, where's Elijah? Where's Elijah? Hey, did you see him? Where's Elijah? They didn't see him when he was taken away. Where's Elijah? Elisha comes. There's Jordan. The prophets are over there. Hello, Elisha. We're looking for Elijah. Can we help you look for him somewhere? Maybe the Spirit has taken him around somewhere. Can we help you search for him? He says, don't worry about it. Hello, Elisha. We're looking for Elijah. He was with you a moment ago. Where is he? Relax. They want to help him search for Elijah. They didn't see him when he was taken away. But Elisha saw him. Then he comes to the Jordan with the mantle of Elijah in his hand. The other prophets are all there watching. And he takes this thing and goes, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Pash! The waters of Jordan split right wide open. And the prophets look. They say, man, oh man, look! The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And the Bible says they submitted themselves immediately to Elisha. Hallelujah. Okay, now, did he get twice what Elijah got? The blessing that Elijah left for the sons of the prophets was what he got. And he got first place, senior prophet over them. That's what he got.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.